Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Matter Glad, Inner Sight. Hello, everybody. Brought to you by The Day for Milton. Coming up this Friday, May 19th, at the Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York. You can check all the some of the local papers here on in Suffolk County. The Advance, the Islip Bulletin, I believe, has the notice, and the all the Suffolk County papers, just about the Neighborhood News has it, along with several other papers. So be aware of that. See Milton's picture and all the details. Inner Sight, one of the sponsors of the Day for Milton. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocate for the Disabled. Our phone number 631-224-3090. Got a call today from the 5th Precinct trying to get the canine officers for Milton. So we'll see what happens with that. And everyone, I got a combination mad and glad. Went to the funeral home this afternoon. I want to thank my buddy John, one of our volunteers, for driving me there. And I met the immediate family of Brian Baker, his wife Danielle, and the mother-in-law. I didn't get her name, but very nice lady. And it seemed that Mrs. Baker, Danielle, is on the same page with Brian, knew about Milton, and endorses the whole idea of honoring Milton and now honoring Brian along with him. So we got her blessing on honoring Brian, and she said she's going to try her best to be at the Day for Milton.
There you go.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I mean, she's going through a lot, lost her husband at only 43 years old.
God, oh, wow.
We still don't know exactly how or why he passed away. We're going to try to get more information later, but right now is not the time to really deal with that. Right.
Pardon
now,
me, Frank.
What?
I saw on News 12, I was at the place where I told you I was at, and I saw News 12 put something on about him and that he was having a funeral and stuff. So, I don't know.
Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they don't know what he had. He died from a crash, they said. They didn't say anything else.
Yeah, I'm sure that News 12 has it.
Yeah, they do.
You know? And we're also on the News 12 calendar with the Day for Milton.
Awesome.
So you check us that way. We're on the Long Island website, you know, events, on the Silo website, and many, many others. So check it out.
Yeah.
So that's a combination mad and glad. Brian's death being so sudden and tragic.
Yes.
It's a mad, but the family acknowledging Milton and knowing about it and giving us their blessing to go forward.
Yes.
That's definitely a glad.
Definitely.
All right, Innis, you're by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank you for your help. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. Support them, help them, and save the Akita. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, my buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, medical when he's able to do it. Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3090. 3085, another supporter of the day from Milton. And all our friends, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, we thank them for standing by with us, standing up with us for the day for Milton. 631-880-7929. That big event coming up, the ADA celebration in July. Inner Sight around the world. And the day for Milton, plans being made already to have a day for Milton in other parts of the country.
Wow, that's
we'll,
great.
We'll keep you posted on that one. All right. If you want to call in, you got a mad or a glad, 213-816-1650. We're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 888-1186. That's a 631 number, 888-1186. And please remember Kennedy's wife, Doreen, and his sister, Dory, in your prayers. They're both challenged by cancer.
Oh, wow.
Inner Sight. And the day for Milton now coming up.
We have Lorraine. Sorry, Frank.
All right, hold on. The day for Milton coming up on Friday the 19th, Brewing Hall, 11 to 2. We're planning to have a big crowd there, and that's the word. We'll see what happens.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, stop interrupting. Be quiet. All right, Inner Sight. And, we are working very hard to make it a great, great day for Milton. And we're going to ask all the speakers to please acknowledge and thank the family of Brian Baker for allowing us to proceed with this today for Milton. They must have really loved that dog to not even let death rob us. Of honoring him and now honoring Brian Baker together. Well, that's what you call a great love. Every agency for the blind should take an example from the Baker family. Every one of them in this whole damn world should be ashamed of themselves that they haven't stood up for Milton and pledged to improve conditions that led to the death of Milton on purpose. It's outrageous. And the family agrees. They're horrified over what happened to Milton. All right, in a sec, we got a caller. Hello?
Yes. Yes, we have it. I had to mute myself. Yeah, there. Lorraine.
All right, let's get Lorraine in. Mad or Glad Monday on Inner Sight. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hey. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing
good.
Fine, and you?
Good. Did you have a mad or a glad?
No, I just had an enjoyable time for Mother's Day. It was quiet and everything.
Oh, well, that's good. Mm-hmm. You had a nice day.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Happy belated Mother's Day for all you moms out there, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this is Mad or Glad Monday, and I heard on the news, you know, all these wealthy guys getting in trouble. You hear it all the time. You know, you would think that they would be content, you know, with their wealth and not having to worry about how am I going to pay the rent or whatever, you know? But it always seems that they're not happy. They're always looking to do something either against the law or shady or try to get over on some regulation. The latest thing I heard was Elamic now being associated with this guy, Jeffrey Epstein, who brought in all these young girls to the, what was it, the Bahamas or whatever it was, for sex. Now, there's a big lawsuit going on. The islands are suing Elamic and the other guy, you know, for this, as they call it, sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm not saying anybody's guilty. I'm not saying they're not guilty. You know, the system will play itself out. But you would think that these people would be satisfied and happy and not, you know, get themselves into these situations. Now, this other guy, Sanchez, who wants to run for governor in Florida, I wouldn't trust him as far as you could throw him. Look at the situation in Florida with the home health aid and the nursing home. You know? Our engineer's aunt, we had to fight, and we're still fighting to keep her out of a nursing home.
Yes,
there's
are.
No help there.
There's
no goodwill. There. There's no goodwill coming from the governor of Florida to do something about these nursing homes, especially in view of the fact that Treasury Secretary, what's her name, Yellen, got on the news and said we're going to be, the country's going to be in trouble because we can't pay our debt by the beginning of June. Well, why the hell don't they get rid of these damn nursing homes? There's a chunk of money right there.
That's right.
You know, these politicians are full of crap. I don't believe them.
I don't believe them either.
I don't believe that they want to do something about this money situation, because if they did, they would bring these agencies in and get rid of these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing, and let the agencies start raising half the money to help keep the person in their own home. Look at all the billions of dollars they would save on that one program alone. So I don't believe it. I wouldn't trust this guy Sanchez as far as you could throw him. All right, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. What's that bird I hear on Inner Sight? A bird. Sounds like a bird anyway. All right, Man of Glad Monday.
I was muted, so I'm sorry. I could have told
you. If you want to call in, talk about a matter of glad, 213-816-1650. And tomorrow, Inner Sight has the privilege, and it is a privilege, to serve the disabled. We have the privilege of meeting a disabled woman and her son with her dog, and we're gonna certify the dog as a psychiatric service dog. Sounds like a real good dog, but I'll know more when we meet him. You know, and you know, one of the best ways to tell is my dog, Charabelle. She lets me know if these dogs are qualified. She can tell, you know. So that's another plus of Inner Sight that I don't believe the other agencies are employing. I believe that they're missing out on having a dog who understands another dog and who can pick up different things that it would or would not make a good service dog. But wake up, guys. Learn new things. See, that's the trouble with these agencies. They don't learn new things. They're caught in the same rut. You know? And they refuse to go out and scout dogs in the shelters because there's no money in it. They don't have to raise $50,000. They just give the shelter a donation, maybe $500. They want to be generous. and they won't do it. They're not doing it. I think that should be part of the law, that they have to do it. Save the lives of dogs. And at the same time, help the millions of disabled people. That's why you got a long waiting list. Because these schools create it. They create a long waiting list by not going to the shelters and evaluating the dogs and seeing who might be suitable. All right, Inner Sight. Man, a glad Monday. Let's see. Tomorrow night is the open mic. And Wednesday night is the nursing home show. The title of that is Turn the Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. We'll be talking about that, and we'll try to get a theme. We usually do. Thursday night, I'm hoping to have Michelle on, or Tom, or both, on Thursday night, the night before the day of Milton. So we'll see how that works out. And Friday night is the funny, of course. We've got the frolics Friday night on Inner Sight. All right. We got a new email. If you'd like to be on the show, you can send us an email. InnerSight 1620@gmail.com. G like Google Mail.com. All right, 816 New York, Inner Sight. And before we went on the air, my engineer gave me a new figure, 120,081. So we're growing. Oh, and I want to thank Suffolk Bus for printing up our petition. We're going to have 100 copies at the Day for Milton. And we're going to get a canister, and we'll put up some kind of try to get a sign put up or something with the petition, and we'll have them where we can hand them out. People can sign at their own convenience. All right, I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of names on this petition from this day. From Milton. People are going to spread it around. So thank you, Angelo Carbone and Laura, John, Tommy Mack, everybody at Suffolk Bus who's been helping to promote the day for Milton. We really, really appreciate that. All right, in a sight. Lorraine, you still there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
I do have two meds.
You got a what?
I have two meds. Yeah, upsetting. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
It's all a part of life anyway. Well,
yeah.
We had a death in our family this week. My children's father's—he's like a brother to him. They grew up together. His father just passed, and a legend in soap operas, she passed last week, and it was Jacqueline Zeman, the lady who played Bobby Spencer on General Hospital, and she succumbed to cancer that she was struggling for years with cancer. Yes. Yeah, she's been on that. Jacqueline Zeman. She played Bobby Spencer on General Hospital.
How old was she?
She was 70.
Yeah.
She died
at
70
young.
Years old. Mm-hmm.
That's not old.
Because she was born, I think it was,
Go ahead.
March, I think it was 23rd, 1953. And I can recall, I think she started on that show. She had to be at least about 18 or 19 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a woman who lives here in Sayville, I happen to know her.
Yes.
Well, Raymond, who was a soap star for many years on General Hospital, in fact. I'll bet
they
Pam knows Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they know each other. But yeah. Pam was a big in the soap operas. And years ago, Pamela Raymond.
That name does sound familiar. I don't know how many years ago she was on it.
Yeah, she was on several.
Mm-hmm.
Several different ones, you know. Now, years ago, I had the honor, along with my dear friend Howie the Harp, who was a big advocate of mental patient rights, I had the honor of meeting one of the queens of the soap, Ann Lurie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You remember Ann Lurie, Lorraine?
Ann Lurie, what did she play?
Oh, she was on a lot of soaps.
Mm-hmm.
Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, her son had a mental disability.
Mm-hmm.
And we helped to get him out of a mental hospital where they wanted to, you know, they wanted to commit him, you know.
Oh, no.
And we stopped. We were friends with all the lawyers back then, you know. They called the MHIS lawyers, the mental health information lawyers. And we got him, the top lawyer, and we got him out. And I don't know if he ever went back in, but I know we helped to get him out. I met Ann Lurie. Nice lady. So, but I didn't know about Jacqueline.
Oh, yes.
Is that
they
your favorite
announced
show?
It. Yes, it's my favorite show. I've been watching it ever since I was a little girl. But they took a lot. They took a lot of soap operas off. One Life to Live and All My Children, Loving in Port Charles. I think they said they took off the Days of Our Lives and Guiding Light. Those are gone. But Young and the Restless is still on, and Bold and the Beautiful is still on. Channel 2.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're still on.
I must admit, I found soap operas the most boring thing in the world. Hated them. Couldn't stand them, man. You know, I mean, I'm the type of person that I watch something, give me a beginning and an end, you know. I'm not going to come and watch the damn thing every day to find out. That's not stuff.
Yeah, a lot of them can't stand them.
So that's me, but, you know, everybody's different.
Yes. Yeah, they are.
Sorry to hear about those losses, though. Now, who was this other relative who passed, a relative of yours?
Yes, he was a very close, dear friend to my children's father. They were like brothers. They grew up together. And his father just recently died, and he went to the funeral today. And his mother died first, and he was upset by that. So now, years later, he passed. Mm-hmm.
How old is
he? I'm not sure. I think he was in his 80s.
Oh, all right. Well, that's still young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is still very young.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people don't believe it, but I do. We weren't made to die. Now, I went to a funeral home today. Do you know that funeral homes are the most unnatural things on this planet?
Mm-hmm.
And you know who loves funeral homes? I got to tell you something. The devil.
Yes.
The devil loves funeral homes. Because the devil loves death. You know? Mm-hmm. But you never hear the churches talk about this.
No.
They don't.
True.
No, they don't.
No.
They're scared to touch that subject.
Yeah. Funeral homes are the most unnatural establishments on this earth. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. They don't belong here. You know, years ago it used to be different with a funeral. They put the person in. They didn't. You didn't need all that money. And look at all the money. And you see, that proves it. That's greed. When somebody dies, you know, and you got to go to a funeral home, and you got to give them all that money. They don't give a damn about you.
That's
they
right.
take your money. You know. So to me, that is the most horrendous thing that we have on this planet, is funeral homes. Years ago, you put the person in the living room, you know, for a day or whatever it is, and then you put them in the ground, and people didn't have to go broke paying for a funeral. I mean, it's ridiculous. Everybody
You're
makes
so
money
right
on
about
it.
That.
Insurance
yep.
companies make money on it. Everybody.
Frank, when I got my mom to go from the nursing home to the funeral home, which is not even
you
a mile.
You weren't asking for it, were you? You're the engineer.
I want to tell you, Matt, I'm glad I've been trying to. We had to pay $7,000 for her to go from the nursing home straight to the funeral home, not even a few blocks away. And then we had to pay
wow.
for her to go to the actual cemetery, total of $7,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because they don't care about you.
No, they don't.
They don't give one damn. People make money on death.
Yes, they do.
They make money on death.
That's
and that is a sign of the devil
mm-hmm.
in this universe.
Because mm-hmm.
it doesn't belong.
Mm-hmm.
So there's what I believe and what the Bible teaches. You know,
yes.
People were not meant to die. We were meant to
no,
live
we weren't.
Forever.
It's forever. Yep. If
most
you read the Bible and unclothed.
Most people on the earth. Yeah. Most people on the mm-hmm. earth and a certain number of people in heaven. We were made to live forever and be young and never get
mm-hmm.
sick.
That's right. We're
rule.
Meant to grow old.
No, people were not meant to grow old.
No, they weren't.
That only happened after Adam and Eve did the wrong thing. Then you
mm-hmm.
got old.
Yeah.
Nobody got old before that.
No. Nope. They were ashamed.
I mean,
and how would they know they were ashamed?
Mm. Yeah, look how long Methuselah lived.
Yeah.
Yes.
999.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. A part of this planet, this earth, where people take advantage of people in a funeral home. I mean, when we were leaving the funeral home today, my friend who drove me, John, thank you, John, for that, by the way,
mm-hmm.
one of our volunteers. And he commented to one of the workers there who was showing us how to get out, you know. He said, oh, you got a nice place here. I said, yeah. I said, but don't let me stay here. You know, I mean, get me out of here. You know?
I don't blame you.
Great. So anyway, that's to me, that's a mess. You know, to burden people with to pay money when somebody dies. And you know something that's even worse? When the death is caused by a hospital or a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with
that's
that.
That's even worse. Then you gotta,
oh, yeah.
You got to pay the hospital and the doctor, even though the person died, and you got to pay the funeral, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be. Should
mm-hmm.
not be. No way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what my aunt did when she died? She had them, before sundown, she had them to bury her. That's how she went, my Aunt Dolly.
She wanted to be buried just like that after she died, to be buried before sundown. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
she did
usually, it's usually the Jewish people want to be buried right away.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the earth, All right, in a sight, man, a glad Monday. Don't forget, Day for Milton coming up Friday, 11 to 2 at the Brewing Hall, May 19th. And it's going to be a glorious, glorious day. And not only are we going to honor Milton, we're going to honor Brian Baker, the owner of the hall, who passed away suddenly. Brian's birthday was just on April 30th. And a few days after, he passed away. So we'll be honoring Brian and, of course, remembering him, the guy who had such a love for Milton that he pledged his business and everything that he could do to honor Milton. I want to thank Danielle Baker, his wife, for standing up with us now and honoring Milton and following through with her husband's, one of his last wishes. All right, in a sight, 213-816-1650. Matt or Glad Monday. Anybody else on the line?
Nope. Just us?
All right, you know, we get summertime sometimes can be the hottest time, summer and spring, you know, because the weather's warm. People don't want to stay in, but a lot of people can listen on their phones, too.
Mm-hmm.
In the site. So I think in the future, we're going to see an increase of people, especially with the presidential election coming up in the fall. You know, now the big question is going to be, which candidate will step up and do something to help the millions of people who have a fear of nursing homes in this country?
Mm-hmm. A real fear.
That's going to be a big question. You know, and I think we have to do everything we can to get that question out there. You know, will you, as a candidate for the President of the United States, pledge and do something now? Show us you're going to do it. You know, do it now to outlaw these nursing homes that are standing in the way of millions of people, and that millions of people are frightened of. Some people won't admit it, some people will, but the fact is, it's there. And the programs that are set up to do something about it are not working. They're just not working. They're not real. They're low in help, low on the totem pole of help, whatever way you want to put it. The money is not being used in the right way to get rid of these nursing homes. I'd like to see these programs converted. You know, I'd like to see the independent living centers.
Why is there an echo? Hold on, Frank. I hear a really strong echo.
What?
I'm telling you, I'm hearing a strong echo and rustling with papers. Both.
Well, put yourself on mute.
It's not me.
Well, stop interrupting, damn it.
Wouldn't the engineer tell you if there's something wrong with the line? That's all I'm telling you.
I don't know. Stop talking and interrupting.
Whatever. I'm only doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Shut up! Either get off this show or be quiet. All right. I'd like to see these programs be converted. All the money that's going to the independent living centers, I'd like to see the money used in a whole different way. All right. To reveal how horrible these nursing homes are. To fundraise, to keep people in their own home. To let people know that the taxpayers' money is being wasted. And that it doesn't just affect us who are disabled. It affects everybody. And front runners, or the president who's going to run, the person who wants to be president, must step up and do something about it if they're going to be president and watch out for all the people. Because we are being left out. You know, I had an argument today I got some stupid program. I don't even want to say the name of it because I don't want to advertise them. Where they give you money for dental. You know, they give me a few thousand dollars for dental. I mean, big deal, you know. So I told them, I don't want money for eye care. You know, so they stuck $250 in there for eye care. I filed a grievance, you know, and they get back to me and they tell me, oh, there's nothing we can do. You don't want it for eye care. Don't use the money. And I said to them, I'm demanding a hearing. And then they sent me three different cards I can't read, along with literature that I can't read. And they expect me to understand what this whole thing is about. So I told them I don't want any money for visual when I enrolled. What do? They give me damn-ass money for visual. See? You see how this government operates? And this is coming through Medicare, because you paid into Medicare. So I'm out the $250. I can't use it for anything because it's only designated for visual, according to these people who called me today from this program. And I demanded a hearing, and they said, oh, we don't have any provisions for that. That's just like the damn guide dog schools. Well, what good is that? They're sticking money on me for what they think I should have, not what I need. Well, there's an example of what we're talking about. That has to be changed. You know, a person should not give up any of their money to be in a place where they don't want to be, like a nursing home. That should be against the law. And people should be protected. And until there is a law, a person should at least be able to have a fair hearing. You know, you get a fair hearing. The nursing home is taking your money and giving you horrible treatment. You should be able to get a fair hearing. And maybe you can get an agency that'll say, hey, we'll help raise the money to keep this person out of a nursing home. But you can't even get a damn hearing. You can't get a hearing to stay out of a nursing home. Where does that exist? If the state won't help you get the help you need, and the adult protective services is against you, you're doomed. And that's why we want to get rid of these horrible places. All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Matt or Glad, you want to call in? We have any callers?
No.
All right. Lorraine, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi. How is, what do you hear from your aunt? Anything?
I spoke to her on Mother's Day. That's about it. She seemed like she was, you know, upbeat. Yeah. They had gave her a gift from a church, you know, at the home. Mm-hmm.
They
she
gave
got
her
a couple
what?
Of gifts. They gave her a couple of gifts for Mother's Day.
Yeah. A couple of gifts. They didn't give. They should have given her her own apartment and got her out of there.
Yes, I agree.
That's the best. They didn't give her that, did they?
Nope. No, they wouldn't.
What the hell good is that?
No good.
In other words, here, stay here. We'll give you, we'll give, what they give her, you know?
A nightgown. A nightgown.
A what?
Yeah.
A
nightgown? Yes, a nightgown. Mm-hmm.
That's what they gave her?
Yeah, and some other couple of things.
Yeah, in the meantime, they took all her money.
Mm-hmm.
Gave her a nightgown that they probably got donated. I wouldn't even wear that damn thing. How do you know it's clean?
You don't.
Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about. You know? Take all your money. Give your garbage. You know? They gave her a nightgown.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still in the nursing home. What the hell good is that? Her and thousands of other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, I don't condone that. I don't accept it.
No.
I never will. Because, you know, it's on our money that they're keeping our brothers and sisters in these nursing homes.
I consider that to be a hush gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a hush gift.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and, you know, tomorrow night's open mic. You can talk about whatever you want tomorrow night. Similar to tonight, but a little different. But on the Mad or Glad, you know, it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen. This guy, Sanchez, running against Trump. You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't like either one of them. And I'm not crazy about Biden either. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he wins again. But you never know.
Yeah, you never go. Never know.
Time will tell.
You think it's going one way, and it turns another way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the way things are now, I'm not telling people not to vote. I'm not telling them to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah.
I'm not voting for none of them. Unless they can prove to me. Yeah. Unless they can prove to me or Inner Sight, me and Inner Sight, that they're going to do something, you know, and start doing it now, I'm not voting for them. But I've had my fill with these politicians. Tell you, man. Really horrible the way they treat us. All right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday, and we have our tomorrow night our sweet pepper treat. would normally be here, but she's going to be on vacation tomorrow for a week. So she said she may call in, but I don't know if we'll get any music out of it, you know. But we'll have her on the show anyway if she calls in. All right, Inner Sight, our deepest condolences to the Baker family, Brian Baker, to Danielle Baker, his wife, and I don't know the names of their two daughters, but our deepest sympathy to the children who lost their dad, you know, at the age of 43, young guy, beautiful guy. I only met him briefly, but I knew the kind of person he was. We were sitting in the schooling hall and having a meeting on how to promote the day for Milton. And when he said to Michelle, whatever you want to do, the house is yours. You know, I'll never forget that, the way he was and the way he cared about Milton and the way he said, you know, what's being done to change the way these schools operate. Do we have any politicians on board? And Michelle, and you can't blame her, didn't want any what she called negative stuff. You know, we just wanted to have the day for Milton on a Milton. And Brian, who was so loving and beautiful, agreed with her and, of course, went along with her. But he reserved the fact that he would do something later, and now he's gone. I'm hoping, and I won't bother her with it now, I'm hoping that his wife will pick up where Brian left off. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, we got the day for Milton, May 19th, Brewing Hall, 11 to 2. Come on down, it's free. We're going to have prizes, surprises. We got some Milton bracelets with the beads, say Milton on. Some of them have paw prints in a charm, the handmade. You can have one. I think we're going to have the T-shirts and a couple of other things that reflect animal and dog safety. So come on down. It's going to be a great event. Silo will be there. They'll be talking. Suffolk Bus Corp will be talking about safety and the buses and the service dog and many, many others. We're supposed to have one of the adopting facilities come down, I think Second Chance. So it's going to be a full day, in addition, of course, to all the media that we're inviting. So we'll see. However it turns out, we will be there to honor Milton and Brian Baker, who honored Milton. All right. Matt of Glad Monday. 213-816-1650. We thank all our listeners, all our callers. And it's going to be it's going to be a Milton week this week. You know, you're going to hear a lot about Milton. Gave out some more flyers today for the people with their Facebook place where I eat. My friend took me out some curry, the Caribbean Chloe Caribbean Spice Grill, putting up a flyer and putting it up on their Facebook. I thank them very much for that. Many, many places have hung up flyers, and many individuals have taken flyers to pass the word, you know, Dave from Middleton. So we thank everybody for that. It doesn't happen without people. We're working on the possibility of a day for Milton in outside of Chicago now. A little town called Carbondale, Illinois. We're talking with a couple of people there who who are married. One person has a service dog and is promoting the day for Milton on their social media right now, even as, you know, even though they're not over here, they're promoting it. So there's some interest there. There's a possibility of a day for Milton in Illinois. And we have, I remember Ira Tucker told me, by the way, I want to thank Ira for all his help and all the writings that he's been doing. Ira told me there's a company in Chicago named Milton. They deal with automobiles or some such. So if we get this day outside of Chicago and we can get that company involved, we may have something really going. And having this day for Milton under our belt here will certainly help to bring it out there. So we'll see what happens. We're going forward. We're going to honor Milton. We're going to honor Brian, who opened his doors to the day for Milton. And I, for one, will never forget Brian Baker. Every show I do, I'm going to have his name on it. In fact, when I go back in the studio of the television, I'm going to ask my crew to please put up thanks to Brian Baker. And we'll put Milton's, well, we already have Milton's picture up there. And we'll explain in the show simply, you know, that who Brian was. So we are forever grateful to Brian, and Milton's legacy will go on forever. Inner Sight's going to make sure that happens. And hopefully somewhere along the way, some of these other agencies will wake up and be a part of it. I would like to do a day for Milton out there in Illinois in September, Guide Dog Month. It'd be perfect.
That would be.
To do a day, yeah. To do a day for Milton during the month of September. The possibility in Carbondale, Illinois. I understand it's a nice little college town, which is perfect. A lot of dog lovers there. You know, and yeah, we maybe find a church, or maybe we'll ask the town hall if they'll open their doors and do it. We'll see what happens. Let's see if we get enough support from the people we've been talking to do it. I wouldn't mind going to Carbondale, Illinois. I'd go for Milton. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about? I'm glad about the day for Milton coming up on Friday. I know a lot of people are. And it was so good to hear when we were talking with some of Brian's friends and family, it was so good to hear the that they said, oh, yes, we have a big event Friday for Milton. They said it. They brought it up. Now, that's really cool that they're aware of it, they know. And to say that they want to come to it, you know, in the midst of this horrible tragedy of Brian, that's bravery. That's the kind of thing that these agencies need to copy.
Sorry.
And they ought to be ashamed of themselves if they don't. All right, Inner Sight. And all our friends, and I mentioned Ira Tucker before. I want to thank Ira, and I want to wish his girlfriend a speedy recovery. She's blind, and she took a fall the other day. Ira says she's all right, so nothing serious. So, Betty, you got to just take it easy there, kid, and come on Inner Sight. Yeah, you know where we are. My dear friends out there in New Jersey, they're right near Philly. Okay, so we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. And don't forget, Friday, May 19th. It's also Michelle's birthday Friday. So we're going to be giving her a nice birthday present. May 19th, Brewing Hall, 11 to 2. Day from Milton. In your heart, in your soul, in the spirit. I could feel Milton's spirit in that funeral home, in that room. When I knelt down beside Brian's casket and said a couple of prayers, the Lord's Prayer, and talked to him, and I told him, Milton loves you, and you love him, and his spirit is here. Don't forget, God thought a lot about animals in the Bible. Don't underestimate that. All right. So there you have it, world. The day for Milton coming up. And the government doesn't have to put up a dime to change these things, to help. All they got to do is write in some words, the Americans with Disability Act. And make it work. That's all they got to do. Will they honor Milton? Will the Congress of the United States? Will the Congress of the United States of America honor Milton and amend the ADA? And do something to make sure that it never happens again? Will they do it? I'm proud to be an American. But I'm not proud if they don't do it. Inner Sight, make them do it. God will make them do it. The Lord God will make them do it. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight, goodbye world. Inner Sight, good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Enjoy the rest of your evening.